This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi Arabian officials showed journalists the remains of Iranian weapons that attacked the heart of the kingdom's oil industry. But the officials stopped short of directly accusing Iran of launching the assault. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is substantially increasing economic sanctions against Iran. Washington says the attack was launched by Tehran. Trump's order comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Jeddah to meet with Saudi officials. They will discuss how to respond to the attack. Mideast analyst Paul Marcos says the global community should take the weekend attack very seriously.
This is really considered as an international problem more than it is a local one, especially that it violates many international treaties. Those petroleum resources are considered as being protected by international law, not only by local laws.
Iran is warning that if any actions are taken against it, Tehran will respond immediately. There is no clear winner from Tuesday's national election in Israel, the second time voters have gone to the polls in the past 5 months. AP's Aaron Heller reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing an uphill battle to hold on to his job.
The results are inconclusive. It's not clear right now who's going to be prime minister. It's not clear right now what the government is going to look like. We just know that once the official results come in, there's going to be a lot of jockeying and a lot of behind-the-scenes moves before we figure out where exactly things are headed.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. At least four people were killed and a dozen injured when gunmen stormed a crowded government building in eastern Afghanistan Wednesday following a suicide bombing. A government spokesman says security forces fought to clear the building for several hours before declaring all three gunmen dead. From Washington, this is VOA News. President